The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high.
Seeger with Piscopo with the Silver Bullet Band.
Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields when the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on a night moves.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, we will get through this. You are a fine American. Thank you. And listening around the country, we appreciate you listening on AM970TheAnswer.com. And I'm telling you, I, my instinct is good. You just have to be patient, and you can just absorb and embrace the situation that you're in, you know, with your family, with your friends. You may want to be like the old Jackie Gleason honeymooners. Everybody out! You got to join it. Join everybody together, because it's not going to happen again. We appreciate you being, just such an upstanding citizen, and to you and your family. So yesterday in the Rose Garden at the White House, Mike Lindell was brilliant. He is taking all of his MyPillow factories. They're changing over, and they're making face masks, tens of thousands a day. And he did a little speech, and he just said how great his faith is. It was just a wonderful, warm moment. So we reached out to Mike, and we all know and love Mike Lindell. Kind enough to join us live right now on the phone. Mike, first of all, congratulations on a beautiful, beautiful showing of your faith and of American business prowess yesterday. And thanks for joining us this morning, Mike, because I know everybody on the planet is calling you today, man.
I had 757 texts. 800 and some emails. I didn't know, Joe. I didn't know I have that many friends. I mean, I didn't know how many people had my phone number.
Yeah, I know. And somebody, when you give somebody, yeah, that's great. That is great. You give your number out, you forget. Yeah, that is Mike.
From 3 years.
I know. But Mike, I thank you for thanks for calling, man. Walk us through, because you were, I know you as the humble man that you are, the man of faith that you are, the true faith that you are, which I so, it guides you through life after what you've been through. And then I talked to your girl saying, and first of all, can I start here? Thanks for helping out and doing all you can for Trinitas Medical Center. It's a hospital in Jersey. They called, they asked for your masks, and your people got right back to us, Mike. So I want to publicly on the air say thank you for that, man. God bless you for doing that. But give us a breakdown of your week, man. I mean, and you're sitting there, and I'm seeing you, and then the president calls you up, and it was just a wonderful moment. What were you thinking, man?
Well, it was, I'll take you back about a week and a half. I decided I was going to do masks, and I did my due diligence, reached out. I actually reached out to the vice president's group, and they had a call to Peter Navarro, and he had a coalition that told where you could get the specs and everything. And then I jumped right in, but I bought the wrong elastic. So then I can't have latex. So I, for the hospital. So we did that. Oh. We had stuff air shipped in and everything. And we turned our factory in 3 days. In 3 days, we turned it into a mass manufacturing place. We had 200,000 square feet of area. And then I get invited to the White House, and I thought, I had wrote this thing for, it was supposed to be a roundtable, and We went in there, get into the White House, and we had a round table of four other CEOs and the vice president. And the president came in, and that was early afternoon or mid afternoon. And I said, well, we didn't read our things. And then all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, we're going to read them on national TV. So I wrote on the back. I felt led. The president's talking to these guys inside the Oval Office room in there. And I wrote on the back of my sheet. I can hardly read it this morning. It was just God. I could read it. I wrote thing I felt I was supposed to read on the, you know, on the backside. And
yeah, yeah.
I got up there. The president called me up and I read it. And then I said to him, I said, well, I kind of wrote something off the cuff. Can I read this? And,
yeah.
And I read it. Well, that was the big controversial boy. And my Twitter blew up and, how dare you talk about God on national TV?
It's great. It's great. That is so great. And you were, you know what,
we all believe it. And just, I mean, the fact that you were bold enough to represent those of us who have faith, and that it was so, you know what it was? It was heroic, Mike. It was courageous. It was heroic. It was so organic because I watched it and I said, I couldn't believe it. I said, I'm watching it and I know the president 40 years and I see in his eyes going, gosh, I can't believe Mike just said that. I just can't believe he said it.
Joe, afterwards, those other guys left, and he invites me in the Oval Office. He says, Mike, you ever been in the Oval Office? I said, no. He goes, what? You've never been in the Oval Office? He brought me in there. We talked for probably a half hour, and I've never had the one-on-one like that. And he was just, we talked about, you know, he's so concerned, you know, people dying, and he goes, getting people back to work. Or, you know, you're weighing this big teeter-totter of, boy, if we don't do this and don't do that, he's getting advice from all countries and people. But it was just amazing. And just what a kind heart. He brings a Diet Coke. He says, here, Mike, you have that. He goes, you take mine. I'll get another one here. Give me another one. And then he told me the pen story, how they sign these pens.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big black pen he signs the bills with. And he goes, you know, look at this, Mike. He said, these things when I got here were $2,000. He goes, and they're giving them out and stuff. He says, I made a new deal. He said, this is $5. And he says, they're better pens. They work. And he said, they work. And he goes, why would anybody spend $2,000? And he says, this is what this stuff has done. He says, you got to clean this stuff up, you know.
Yeah, that is great.
And they're beautiful pens. He said, here, take this pen. He said, just sign this, you know. Just amazing. I was just, I never thought, Joe, you know, my book's out, What Are the Odds, from Crack Addict to CEO.
Yeah, it's not, great book.
I got one for you. I got one tasting glass here for you, Joe. Yes, I do. Yes. But I said, now I might answer the book too quick. Well, I guess I can write another one.
Yeah, you got it right there. Hey, Mike, so you're in the Oval Office. Were you in front of the Resolute desk, or did you go to the couch area? Set the picture for us, if you would, Mike.
I was right. It was just him and I. Everyone else, the vice president, they were all in the other room. It was right after we came in, and he went and watched some stuff, and then he came back out, and those other guys had left, and he goes, Mike, come on in. And he
goes,
I was sitting right across the desk. And we had a couple of Diet Cokes and we talked. I mean, it was 20, 25 minutes at least. It could have been a half. It seemed like it was a little time, but a lot, you know. It was very comfortable. He has a way, you know. I was nervous doing that speech, so I will say that.
It was great.
But he says, talking to him one-on-one, he was actually calming me even before he went out there. You know, he's just so, you know, talking about, he goes, wow, we're getting, you know, a lot of people are watching this. I said, you know, Mr. President, when you're doing these press conferences, I said, now the general public is getting to know who you are instead of the fake news that's been just hammering you all the time.
Yeah,
and
I said,
I told him, a friend of mine, I read him a text from a friend of mine who's very anti-Trump. And he said, I read it to him and says, Mike, you know, I'm not a big President Trump fan, but he said, God bless him, he's doing a great job with this pandemic. I think he's turning me. And I showed them. I meant so much to him. I said, Mr. President, I said, people are realizing that, you know, who you are, how you're helping, you know, everything you're trying to do to save lives. And
he was very
happy to hear that. He likes to hear that, what was, you know, going on the ground out here.
Yeah, well, even though, cut back to Mike Lindell in 2016 when he started to run for president, and you went to Trump Tower and you addressed the president when there was a big ISIS problem, and you Mike came up because I mentioned earlier in the air how brilliant you are with algorithms. I mean, we had a 2-hour trip back from Minnesota. You talked 2 hours on algorithms, man. And I said, man, this guy. I don't know how you understand it. And remember, you said Rudolf Giuliani came in, but the president listens to you, Mike. When you have something that makes sense, and he listens and opens up, and therein, after you chatted with him, I don't know what you guys did, but he ended up defeating ISIS, didn't he?
Yeah. You know, he does what he does is he looked to me in the roundtable thing, and there'll be statistics like deviations. He looks, you know, I've said it before. You look in any business or anything, you look for deviations, and he kept looking over me. Goes, you know, what are they saying? 30,000, Mike, and all of a sudden now they need 3 million, and he's always. That's how he thinks. It's a businessman, a common sense, pragmatic. When I walked out in 2016, Joe, if you remember, when I met with him, I didn't know anything about politics. And at that time, the media would, I'd say, hey, I'm going to walk across the street, and they'd all be right there. How far are you going to walk? How fast are you going to walk? Well, after I met Donald Trump before he was president, August 15, 2016, 10 a.m., I walked out of there after a half-hour meeting, and you're right, Rudy Giuliani had walked in singing the MyPillow jingle.
That's great.
I walked out of there, and I talked to his employees. I go, wow, he's going to be the greatest president ever. I went and talked to his employees, and they were all like, like talking to one of mine. I got back to Minnesota, Joe. And I did a press release that I had met Donald Trump, and I didn't even say it. We had talked about it. And all the press, they called me racist. They blackballed me, and I'm going, what did I do? It just goes to show. I've told that story here in Minnesota, too, and they're all going, what do you mean?
I know. But, Mike, you know what you got to explain? And I know you. And I want to hear the president's reaction, but tell us, and the book is great, by the way. You got to get the Mike Lindell book. I'm telling you, Mike, that is a fascinating story. You've told me about it. You've told us in the morning show, or here at the radio station, AM 970. You've told us the story. It's a riveting read, Mike Lindell's book that you got to check out. But your faith, your commitment to God, and I could say that because this is the Salem flagship station, so God, I'm allowed to say that. We are one nation under God, and those of us who have faith appreciate that. But tell us because people think you're just saying it, man. You really feel this? You get visions? Your commitment to the Lord is like nothing I have ever seen, Mike Lindell.
Right. Well, thanks, Joe. You know, and Joe, what people don't know, if, you know, reading the book now, these people read it, go, wow, what do you mean you couldn't talk and you were introverted? You know, I was... you know, even when I met you in 2014, I couldn't talk on a radio, and you kept giving me this confidence. Oh, you're a natural. I'm going, you're just saying that, you know. But you know, things like yourself and Imus, you know, yourself, Imus, and the different people that I met gave me confidence over and over again. And I'm going, wait, maybe I'm okay, you know. And you know, I still a lot of stuff I still can't watch myself, but it was very, you know, it was a self-worth thing where I couldn't, you know, my parents divorced when I was 7, and it goes back to wounds. I believe all addictions come from childhood wounds and trauma later, either early or later in life. I put into a new school. I just didn't feel worthy, you know, like I'm trying to fit in, and I would either show off, hey, watch me jump out this bus window, you know, or I would, Or I couldn't talk to people, you know, and that grew my whole life until, you know, I tell people this all the time. The first infomercial I did when there was, we pooled our money and they said, this can't be done. And we had a real audience. And the night before we brought in a real producer and we're doing our reads. And the one producer texts the other one. He said, this is the worst guy I've ever seen. He's never going to make it on TV. What am I? He goes, shut up. He's paying you. You know, then I met people like you, Joe, and you go and you give me this confidence on the radio. And here, you get up to 2017 when I did a full surrender to Jesus Christ, and that wasn't until February 18, 2017, where it kind of lifted off of me all these wounds I had back then and said, hey, I am okay. I can go out and talk and just be who I am. And I did that. I did that. 50,000 people at US Bank Stadium, millennials. I go out and speak out to Jesus. This is in the book. And I'm going, yeah, it's surreal. And here, you know, here I am yesterday speaking to the whole, basically the world. And I'm going, you know, I was nervous, don't get me wrong. But I'm, here's a guy that couldn't talk, and his calling that God's got him called for is something that further away with God. It's just a miracle. It's like, what are the odds? That's the name of the book. What are the odds?
Mike Lindell's book. By the way, it was so organic when you turned to your friend Donald J. Trump. And I know the history, plus, you know, knowing the president peripherally all those years, 40-plus years, you looked, and you said to your mind, I just wrote a little something extra, and he went, all right, because we know Mike Lindell. You got to know Mike Lindell. Anything could happen. Anything could happen. And it was great. And he looked, you know, usually he goes into the presidential pose when someone else is talking, and he puts his head up, you know, and he nods like that. He was riveted to you, Mike. He was riveted to you. It was a beautiful, beautiful organic moment, brother. I'm telling you something. It was great.
The vice president, in a, you know, he said, Mike, he said, if it wasn't this pandemic, I'd give you a big hug. He said, he said the stuff he was just all just really so gracious, and he says, thank you for everything you're doing with my pillow, and for saying, you know, I called him out too, you know, they're doing such a great job, the vice president, you know, put in charge of this, and I'm telling you, any businesses out there, anything out there, they have set up lightning speed. We're in the back, and that's when we're in that round table, and the president goes, you know, these guys, Mike, said it would take a year. We got it done in 2 weeks. You know, him driving this ship, I'm telling everybody out there, nobody on this planet can get us through with less deaths, less damage. And then we come out of this.
Yeah.
It's going to be the most safest place ever. I mean, I brought up things, you know, you look back in our lifetime. And remember the Tylenol scare, Joe?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But when they did that, we thought, wow, Tylenol's, they're done. Well, what happened to that? They ended up with safety caps, and then everybody followed suit. We became a safer nation. 9/11, what happened after 9/11? We became a safer nation because we got all this security. We get through this, and no more will we be relying on China to make our face masks and all our medical supplies. This, you know, Donald Trump, our great president, will have all the manufacturing here in this country. And we will not be reliant on anything.
Amen.
It's going to be way safer going forward.
Amen. Mike, thanks for joining us. We love you, man. We love MyPillow. And, you know, we appreciate you always being here at the station. Thanks for respecting the radio audience. I always say this when I read the ads, Mike, you respect the radio audience. I think Don Imus, rest his soul, let you know how important the radio audience is. And you are so in tune to that. Now, and we love you, man. And listen, speak the word, brother. Praise Jesus, and we love you, Mike Lindell. God bless you, man. Godspeed.
God bless you. I'll pray for my protection today from the fake news.
Yeah. You got it, Mike. Thank you. God bless you, brother. There's the man, Mike Lindell, right there, 823 right now. Congressman Peter King's going to join us momentarily. Debbie Duhame, St. Debbie of Duhame, on the road, checking out traffic right now on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe, and thank you to our essential workers out there getting us, taking care of us. I know you're going to and from work, and boy, we appreciate you more than you know. MTA Essential Subway Plan in place. The B, C, W, the Z, the 6 and 7 Express still suspended. It looks like you're still bypassing on the 3 and the 5 over at 110th Street because of that earlier fire department activity from a few days ago. Let's go over to the Southern State Parkway eastbound at the Meadowbrook. An accident off on the shoulder, and traffic is moving a little bit slowly. Garden State Parkway South 155P getting into Clifton with an accident there. 78 as you head eastbound getting out toward exit 6. It looks like police department activity off on that ramp, and we're getting reports of an accident now at the Holland Tunnel outbound. A couple of lanes blocked. Clouds today, high of about 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020. Weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
Or your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need. At libertymutual.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. Yeah, you know about the man, Mike Lindell, right there. And most of us have been spending a lot of time at home recently. Perhaps you've been noticing that it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. I'm just telling you, now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of the sleep with MyPillow. And even as MyPillow changes the production to provide masks, as you heard Mike just talk about a second ago on the program, for hospitals, they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And I've been at the plant in Minnesota. I've seen the workers. I've seen them. They adore Mike Lindell. He keeps everything in America, and now he's making face masks. Now he's, and he understands radio. I'm telling you, he went on Imus at rest Imus's soul. But he went on Imus early on. Then he came over to our station. He understands you and appreciates you building MyPillow into the company that it is. So he's got this buy one get one free pricing right now. Buy one get one free pricing. On MyPillows, you got to get a MyPillow. The Giza Dream Sheets are spectacular. How about the MyPillow towels that I have? The MyPillow towels. You think you don't need, I'm telling you. Roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillow sheets, bolster pillows, neck pillows. Just go to, you heard Mike and I talking about this, radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. That is for you. That's for you. And you use the promo code AM970, you buy one, get one free. Boom. Just like that. Now is the time to do it. Here's the number, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. And if you order Mike's book, oh, what are the odds of the name of the book? You got to read the book. Holy moly, what this guy went through and where he ended up now, I'm telling you, it's a spectacular success story, a great American success story. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798. Or again, go to the radio listeners page. It's the radio listeners specials page at MyPillow.com. Please remember the promo code AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio, 828 with Frankie and Al and Debbie. Great to have you with us on AM970 The Answer. By the way, around the world and around this country, thank you for listening. We see your tweets. We see your correspondence and appreciate it and love you and respect so much that you're joining us on AM970TheAnswer.com. Congressman Peter King is one of the great ones in Washington. He's a great guy, a grounded guy. He's done so much for Long Island. He represents most of Long Island out there. Congressman, welcome to the show. Peter, how you holding up through all of this, sir?
Joe, I'm doing pretty good. I get all excited there for a moment. I thought you had written a book. I figured, my God, that would be something to read. That would get through the pandemic all again.
I'm Italian. I don't talk, Peter. You know what I mean? They said to me, Peter, honestly, they said.
How are you doing? I'm doing fine. I'm home here with Rosemary, and we're abiding by all the restrictions, and I'm on the phone constantly all day with my staff. You know, we're spread all over the place in Washington and New York.
Yeah.
But we're working. We're getting a lot of calls from constituents, local businesses, people trying to see what they can do with, the law we passed last week, especially the small businesses. They're really getting hit hard, and the people with the unemployment compensation. I mean, it's a tough time, but I'm really extremely gratified that everyone seems, really, I'd say 99% of people seem to be complying with this, and we've gotten very few complaints, believe it or not.
Yeah, so now I got to ask you this before I ask you about the stimulus bill. This guy, Congressman Massey, where this was like, I don't mean to laugh about it, but everybody said let's vote remotely down there, and then they called and I saw your tweet and it was it made me laugh because you had to go all the way back down there, Congressman, right?
Yeah, and listen, I'll travel anywhere if I need support.
Yes, you will.
But here it was. This bill had been passed by the Senate. It had been worked on by the leadership in the House of both parties. Yeah. And 99% of the members of the House of Representatives supported this. And they can get it through without everyone having to come back down. And on bills like this, where everyone is in agreement, generally they find a way. It's called a voice vote, where you have a few people from each side. They vote yes and pass it. This is an emergency. And here we are being told not to go to large gatherings. People over a certain age shouldn't be traveling. And this guy objected, because under the rules, any one person can object. He said he was going to object to it. So everybody, they called all of us to get down, and we had to get at least 216 people on the House floor. So here we are. No large gatherings. It's 216 people crowded into a room. Guys who are getting last-minute plane reservations, train reservations, driving down there, all for something that we were there for 3 hours, but the actual vote, the whole thing where he tried to object, lasted about 3 minutes. And we knew what was going to happen. This was disgraceful. It really was. And again, if anyone gets sick, I said the blood is on his hands. It really is.
Yeah, it's so, so true. Hey, so tell us about the stimulus bill that Congress just passed, Congressman.
I'm sorry, what was that, Joe?
What about the stimulus, or they call it the recovery bill, that you guys just passed down there? When can people look forward to receiving the relief checks?
My understanding is that the Secretary of the Treasury is going to have the money out to people within 3 weeks. And hopefully it'll be even sooner than that. A lot of it's going to be direct deposits, but it is going to be the goal is to get it all out within 3 weeks. And that would be basically for everyone who's making under $75,000. Each of them would get $1,200. And for every child, they would get another $500. And that's sort of a sliding scale up to $99,000 income. And also the unemployment is really good. That's going to add $600 a week to everyone's unemployment and extend it several months. So hopefully it'll get us through this tough period.
Yeah.
Keep the economy alive. Keep it going. And it costs a lot of money. People say, how are you going to pay for it? Listen, we have no choice. We had to do it now. Just like the beginning of World War II, Roosevelt didn't figure out how he was going to pay for it. He just did it.
And
that's what we had to do, because this is life and death. I mean, I don't think anyone, and we can point fingers and blame this person or that person, but, 2 weeks ago, let's say 2.5 weeks ago, I flew down to Washington. Every seat on the plane was taken. And there were dinners that night. There were events going on. The NBA was playing. The NCAA was playing. And then within 3 or 4 days, all was ended. But really, until then, nobody at any extent, or very few,
That's the severity of this.
And
that's right.
Now it's important to comply with all the lockdowns. All of that is really important.
And then people criticize the president. Oh, why didn't you do anything early on? Meantime, Nancy Pelosi, February 24th in Chinatown, telling everybody come to Chinatown. The New York City Health Commissioner and Mayor de Blasio himself saying come to New York. Everything. This was, you're right. It was only a couple weeks ago they were saying this. And as soon as we saw what was happening, the president, boom, he shuts down travel from China. That was huge. And he got criticized, and Chuck Schumer calls him a racist because he did that. And so we're on the right track, and the president's doing the right things, correct, Peter?
No, he really is. If there's one criticism I make, if you will, is that the test kits were not ready. But that was not the president's fault. Centers for Disease Control, they have the scientists, and whatever test they come up with didn't work. And maybe the president should have admitted that. Who cares if he admitted it or not? The fact is they weren't ready. But that was not the president's fault. He had nothing to do with that at all. Once he became fully aware, and this is, I guess, going back to March 11th, what this consisted of, nobody in the world is more emphatic or more direct or done more than the president. And also, make this bipartisan. Governor Cuomo's done a great job here in New York. He really has.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's providing steady leadership. He's getting it done. And you know, he can be a tough guy, but this is a time to call for that. The president, you know, also now they criticize because he's holding conferences every day. If he wasn't, they'd say he's hiding. And, you know, he's afraid to face the reporters. He's up there. And also, I wish they could just change the tone of their questions.
I know.
I mean, you know, it's like saying to Franklin Roosevelt in, you know, sometime in 1942, why weren't you better prepared for Pearl Harbor? Why didn't the Navy have more ships? And, I mean, this is
great.
We're going forward.
Great.
Let's go forward. Afterwards, we can do all the critiques we want. But let's get this done. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot tougher than any of us thought.
You're right on the money, Congressman Peter King, kind enough to join us. And hey, Congressman, and also, can we decouple from China now? I was saying this because I've been following his fears. You know, we know each other. And, you know, I'm basically an entertainer. They put me on the radio. Mr. Crowley puts me on the radio. And so now I got to learn. I got to learn, whether I like it or not. I mean, the world's worst student, but I'm learning with Frankie Five Burrows, with Phil Boyce. I got everybody around me. And I'm learning the facts. And I'm seeing how tied in we are with China. And now we have Gordon Chang come on the show. Congressman. He goes, no, China is bringing death to America. Holy moly, now is the time to step away from China. And I'm hoping in the back of the president's mind, he's got to play it safe now. But after this is all over, manufacture more. Manufacture in Long Island, in Paterson, New Jersey, in the south side of Chicago. Make the drugs here, generic drugs. Do you think the president will make that bold move, sir?
Yes, I do, and we have to. I mean, 95% of our pharmaceuticals come from China. And so many of these masks and other things. By the way, put in a plug for my daughter. She's doing this on her own.
Yeah.
Different contracts she's made. She's arranging up planes of material shipped in from China. You know, getting the planes to fly them in here. So I think we're turning the whole thing with supplies around. The ventilators are going to be tough. That's going to be tough to do. And by the way, no country in the world has enough ventilators. So, and also, this goes back years. You know, hospitals could have ordered more. The federal government could have had more. The state governments could have had more. But who thought we were going to get a 100-year pandemic? And we have more than enough ventilators for any ordinary illness. But a pandemic like this, which is one in 100 years, no one expects.
Well, maybe on the...
We have to take control back in China. We really do. We can't allow them to have that kind of leverage.
Congressman, before we go, sir, maybe on the floor you could put a motion there and just say, you know, how do we pay for the trillions of dollars in this new spending? Maybe China forgives our debt. Maybe China steps up. I mean, wouldn't that be that would make world news? Make China pay for this virus coming out of Wuhan? Is that too dramatic to suggest something like that, Congressman?
No, I don't think it is. I think China owes the debts of the world. I think we should wait till this is over. So everything is done.
Yeah.
Then as, you know, don't forget, you know what it's like to carry a vendetta, Joe. And that's what we have to do here.
You're so funny. You know what? You forgive. I never forget, Peter. You never forget. You're right. You're speaking to the Italian. Hey, Congressman, God bless you. And you've been married. How many years? You and Rosemary have been married. How long, sir?
52 years of wedded bliss.
Oh!
Rosemary, anyway, 52 years,
Yeah, and so is it easier when you're married longer to be in the same house with somebody for this extended amount of time? Being married,
actually, it's working out fine. I was thinking, Rosemary and I have been married 52 years. You've had a combination of 52 wives and girlfriends over those years.
You got it right. Love to Rosemary. Love to your family, Peter. Thank you. Keep up the great work, Congressman. Be safe and thank you, sir.
Congressman
Peter King right there. 8:38 with Joe on the radio. 877-970-2999 if you want to give a call. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. And you know what? Dr. Alan Kadish from Touro College and New York Medical College, the good doctor, kind enough to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. If you have a question, you have a concern, please call 877-970-2999 and we'll answer to the best of our ability any questions that you have. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees and 839. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City will soon be converting some hotels into temporary hospitals to help deal with the growing need for facilities amid the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor de Blasio says the city is working with the federal government to lease rooms or even entire hotels that are near overburdened hospitals. The mayor says nurses' stations would be created near elevator banks. He says the city still needs thousands of beds to help deal with the surging numbers of COVID-19 cases. And there is no word when the process of turning hotels into hospitals might begin. And the former Muhlenberg Hospital in Plainfield will not reopen as a hospital while the nation grapples with the COVID-19 outbreak. Mayor Adrian Mapp says the Army Corps of Engineers told him the cost of renovating the facility as well as the time it would take were reasons for the decision. Muhlenberg Hospital closed in 2008. It had more than 350 beds during the peak of its service in the 1990s. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning to you, Al, and thank you to our essential workers out there. We're going to try to get you around the problems. Over at the outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, getting reports of an accident with a couple of lanes blocked here at the outbound side of the Holland Tunnel. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to 78 eastbound exit 6, some police department activity, it's off on that ramp. Taking it over to the Southern State eastbound at the Meadowbrook, they're just cleaning up an accident. Some volume on Stony Lonesome Road northbound up past 9W on West Point with that testing site over there. Also some stop-and-go traffic on Paramus Road getting out toward Bergen Community College with that testing site. Garden State Parkway South, 155P in Clifton, a collision. Northbound Garden State Parkway busy at 145 as well. Now remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered parking rules in effect. Clouds today with a high of almost 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today, whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration. Impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nachawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas is responsible for the content in this ad.
Attention women, if you or a loved one used talcum powder for at least 4 years and were then diagnosed with advanced stages of ovarian cancer or metastatic ovarian cancer before the age of 75, listen closely. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call 800-991-4422. Time is limited to file a claim and we'll have to pull your medical records. You must have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer within the last 10 years. You need an attorney on your side fighting for your rights. Call 800-991-4422. One of the leading manufacturers of talcum powder has been ordered to pay millions of dollars in claims to the families of women who died of ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder for at least 4 years and were diagnosed with advanced stages of ovarian cancer or metastatic ovarian cancer that moved to other organs within the last 10 years, don't wait. Call 800-991-4422. That number again, 800-991-4422. Call 800-991-4422. Call right now.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Planning for the future is important. Do you feel it more now? Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel like, oh gosh, I'm so glad I went to Mike Connors and put everything in order. And you could do the same thing, you know, because if you're not around to make the decisions, who will? And you see how vulnerable you are, you know, when these days are happening. And then you want to protect yourself from probate, nursing home costs. You can plan all this so you can put yourself at ease. You don't have to worry. You need
need a will. Oh, yes, you do. You need a trust. Yes, you do. Power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. Did your mind go like, if you get jumbled up when you even think of these things? I didn't even want to think of them. And then my son Joey, God bless him, my consigliere, a wartime consigliere, by the way, he goes, hey, Dad, you got to talk to Mike Connors, man. I go, yeah, Mike Connors, he's on the show. So I had a great, I sat down with Mike and beautiful wife Beth, and we had a great dinner. Now, Mike can help you the way he helped me. They've been helping people like you and me plan their estates, protect their families for 40 years. So here it is. Please, heads up on this, if you would. You can talk with Mike Connors in a free, comprehensive telephone consultation and see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, your legacy. And you have all questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. You know that. Now is not the time to put it off. So you're at home. You're thinking about it, and I know you're thinking about it, and if you haven't put your whole estate in order, Mike Connors makes it so easy. He is there for a free telephone consultation with Mike himself, all right? Now's the time to do it while you have the time to do it. Do it while you have the time. I'm doing so many things. I didn't have the time. Now is your time to get your estate in order with Mike Connors. 718-238-6500, please. 718-238-6500. 6500 or visit the website connorsandsullivan.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Good morning. Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. Hey, we got this. 877-970-2999. Don't forget, at 9 o'clock, Dr. Kadish is going to join us, president of Touro College, backed by popular demand and New York Medical College. And he can answer any question that, yeah, Mike Gallagher is going to join us in a little while as well. So I'm feeling positive about everything. I just want to say, as I have these airwaves, you know, at 8:46 in the morning on this Tuesday, March 31st, as we're all hunkered down in this together, I feel closer to you than ever before. I feel a greater responsibility, a newfound responsibility, if you will, as a broadcaster. We don't just come here for fun and games. And yes, we do always have fun and games because you got to laugh. But if you watch the news like I did yesterday, and I wanted to just reiterate that, you watch the news, it's doom and gloom, the end of time. I would suggest don't even watch it. You don't even watch it because there's so many positive things that are coming out of it. And if you watch Governor Cuomo with the positive thing and the great way he is working with President Trump, you may not like Andrew Cuomo politically at all. You may. People just actually, they don't want to hear it, but they're working together. President Trump is working with Andrew Cuomo. He's working with Gavin Newsom and most of the governors throughout the country, and as it should be. So we will get there. And then I want you just to please appreciate the greatness of the country after, and again, should this have happened? No. I don't blame anybody in the country. I don't blame, look, Nancy Pelosi, Schiff, and Nadler, and that whole cast of clowns, if you will. Forgive me. They went for the impeachment thing. They should not have been doing an impeachment, right? They had because you're taking the president's eye off the ball and everything. They're relentless. Maxine Waters, what's wrong with these people? They go after the president for the Mueller probe. They go after the president. Then the Ukraine thing, which was nothing. Maybe they should have been joining with their president, working out infrastructure and working out this tariff situation against China, because the president had China right where we wanted them. And then this virus gets out, you know, and then they mask it and they hide it. And the World Health Organization hides it. And Nancy Pelosi saying, come to Chinatown. Chuck Schumer saying, no, don't stop flights from China. You're being racist. Bring everybody in. And they're obsessed with it. Nancy Pelosi was handing out pens when this virus was attacking America and the president was on top of it. Nancy Pelosi was handing out pens for the impeachment. He's impeached forever. And then for her to say, and to be as nasty as she is, to say now, he's doing this while he's fiddling while the, you know, people are dying. How
dare she? She's bringing people to one of the epicenters out there in San Francisco. How dare, put all of that aside, I would plead for Jim Acosta. I mean, I know no one watches CNN anymore, and they know. And you know what? You gotta figure this. CNN lost, and MSNBC, like almost a half a million viewers. They don't get a lot of viewers like the regular network, but you get, if you get like 3 million viewers, you're doing good on a cable news show. The top of the line, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, you know, they get those, they get big numbers. Tucker, they get 2-4 million people like that. That's great. But you know what? When you start going up against America, and that's what CNN and MSNBC are doing, the ratings died. It shrivels up. Don't they see that? So if for nothing else, put all the negativity aside and your business will bounce back. But they got to stop the negativity. Don't ask the negative questions. The analogy that Congressman King made was perfect. If it's World War II, are they going to criticize Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Saying, oh, well, what did you say about that governor in the mid? You know, no, let's stay on track now. Let's all join together on this. And thank you for doing that, because I know as you listen to this show, you are a great patriot, and God bless you for that. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Mike's up at 10:05 on AM 970 The Answer. And Debbie Duhame's out there checking out traffic right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Good morning, Joe, for our essentials out there going to and from work and getting around. Thank you so much. And I'll tell you what's happening over on Long Island City. Queens Boulevard, right in the area of Van Dam Street. It's an accident right at the intersection, so steer clear of that one. We're seeing some delays on the outbound Holland Tunnel. The outbound Holland Tunnel, it's an accident. Two lanes blocked over there. Also, Stony Lonesome Road, northbound past 9W. Some volume because of screening over there with the ongoing testing site. The outbound GWB upper level disabled truck cleared. It looks like they're setting up some construction here at the outbound GWB across that upper span. That'll be going on till about 2:30 this afternoon. 78 eastbound, exit 6, some ongoing police department activity on the ramp. Garden State Parkway South, exit 155P in Clifton, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Stop supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that we care about, the values that have made America great, faith, family, and freedom. AMAC is fighting for us. They're fighting against reckless government spending and the expanding scope of the federal government. They are pro-small business and for securing our borders. They support our military and respect our veterans, and they stand for our flag. When you join AMAC for just $16 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts on hotels and travel, cell phone plans, dental plans, and more. All AMAC members receive the AMAC bi-monthly magazine with articles on issues that matter most to conservative Americans. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
Computer systems and cars are the new normal. Larry Elder here. From electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. That's why you need CarShield. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. Monthly plans are flexible with rates as low as $99 a month. You can pick your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers. Drive with confidence knowing you got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. With monthly payment plans as low as $99 a month, you have nothing to lose. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention code ELDER or visit carshield.com and use code ELDER to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code ELDER. A deductible may apply.
There's a man, Larry Elder, the sage of South Central. He's a great guy, Larry, on every night on AM 970 The Answer. Hey, you love a great steak, right?
And, you know, you love the way you go to a really, really fine restaurant and you love the way that steak is cooked to the way exactly you like it, you know. And you can't seem to match that great flavor of a fine restaurant steak at home? Well, now you can. It starts with the quality of the cut. That answer is clear. The Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors, operating in the New York, New Jersey area, supply fine restaurants. They've been supplying fine restaurants for over 98 years. Pat LaFreda supplies over, are you ready for this? 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. Top chefs demand nothing but the best, and they count on Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors to supply the finest cuts of meats and poultry. Their reputation in business is on the line, and they're good. This is a great family. LaFreda serves the country's best chefs and restaurants. Now, this is what's exciting, and this is what we were waiting to tell you about when we met LaFreda, and I went over to the house, and I talked to the beautiful LaFreda family. Now you can order LaFreda meats at your house. Yes. And you know what? You can't compare LaFreda with anybody else. They are eons. Everybody knows. I'm telling you, and I'm not a meat guy, but I got to tell you, you can now have the same cuts of beef, pork, poultry, delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor, operating since 1922. I'm going to give you the website. I want you to get whatever cut of meat you want and then have it delivered to your house. That's what you got to do now more than ever. When you need somebody bringing something to your house, how about some of the best meat in the world? Visit them at LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com, America's best meat. You cannot compare this great meat to anybody else. You're going to love this. America's best meat is LaFreda, and you can get in touch with them by going LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com.
They do have faces for radio, but you can still watch The Joe Piscopo Show now on Facebook or YouTube. AM970TheAnswer.com.
The great Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05 on AM970TheAnswer. Kind enough to give us a preview of what's going on today. But, Mike, how you doing? How you holding up down there, my friend?
I'm missing New York like nobody's business. I saw the video of that USNS Comfort steaming into the port yesterday and people waving flags, and it was just brought tears to my eyes. I mean, to see that much-needed assistance, 1,000 beds, 12 operating rooms.
Hello.
You know, wow. I mean, that's America responding. It had a very post 9/11 feel to it, didn't it? It just kind of felt like Bush on the rubble with the bullhorn.
We all do, and to see the good things that are happening. You see the Comfort coming in, the Mercy on the West Coast. You see Honeywell stepping up, and you see the United Technologies. And how about our buddy Mike Lindell was just on the show? Wow. How about Mike? Was that great or what?
I heard you talk to Mike, and I'm so proud of him. And yet, you know, he was just torched on social media last night. They went after him because he made two fatal mistakes. He admitted publicly that he supports the president. And second of all, he said we ought to turn to God and the Bible and read the Bible. Well, that's the end of that, you know. And they went crazy. I mean, they just separation church and state. They were just, and here's a guy, you know, to everybody on Twitter, I was so fascinated to see the pushback, because to all the critics, people were saying to them, well, what are you doing? Liddell's making 50,000 masks a day to get to hospital workers.
Exactly.
You know, these masks aren't for the public. These masks are strictly and uniquely for hospital workers. What are you doing other than complaining about them on Twitter? I mean, it's frustrating, Joe. I mean, what a patriot, what a great American.
And I have to tell you, too, the way we got a call from our friends at Trinitas, our sponsors on the station here, you know, dear friends. And then they said, we need those masks that Mike's making. I call Mike. Mike goes, done deal. Got this. They're in a microcosm is what we all should be doing around the country. So
America does, Joe. That's what America does.
Yes, sir.
And I know for a fact they're getting thousands of those requests at MyPillow. They're going to meet the challenge. Happy Tuesday, my friend. It's great catching up with you.
You too, Mike Gallagher. We'll be listening 10:05, Mike Gallagher, AM 970, The Answer. 9 o'clock, Pandemic 2020. We got our little special going for you. I see the phone calls lining up already. 877-970-2999. Dr. Alan Kadish, president of Touro College and New York Medical College, will answer your questions. You're worried about something, you know what? Please calm down. We got this. You call, and Dr. Kadish will answer to the best of our ability. We're going to help you out as best as we can. We are here for you on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
42 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Stock futures are still in positive territory after Monday's rebound from the big coronavirus sell-off last week. Dow and S&P 500 futures are both up around 0.2%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ is up about 0.5%. All three indexes came roaring back yesterday, adding more than 3% of value. The Dow closed up almost 700 points Monday. Governor Murphy has declared that gun shops will be classified as essential businesses and can remain open during the coronavirus outbreak, but the governor says they can remain open only by appointment and only during limited hours. Murphy says he's following the lead of the federal government, which placed gun dealers, ranges, and manufacturers on its list of essential businesses during the pandemic this past weekend. Oil prices are up a day after falling to 18-year lows Monday. International benchmark Brent crude up 89 cents a barrel to $27.31. West Texas Intermediate crude up $1.31 to $21.40 a barrel. President Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed Monday to have energy officials from the U.S. and Russia discuss the weak state of the global oil market. And Long Island-based Henry Schein has a new coronavirus test that could provide faster results in just 15 minutes. The test is called the Standard Q COVID-19 Rapid Test. Henry Schein is shipping out hundreds of thousands of the tests this week. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.